Jim.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, project manager. Project manager, I
Yeah.
have something to tell you. I had a little problems with my laptop
Okay.
and so I had a little less time to complete.
Okay.
Little problem. Big problem.
What was it?
It didn't work anymore.
The laptop.
The entire Windows.
It hang, didn't it?
It hung there.
Project manager.
Yes. Yes.
You're our project manager.
Your project manager. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting for Real Reaction. Hello again. It's the same as last time. Also this time there will be three presentations. And we must reach a decision on the remote control concepts. And at the end, when I finish it up, I have some intro from a master class I visited.
During the
master.
He's a master.
the concepts on where we must reach a decision on are of two sorts: component concepts and user interface concepts. The first one is really about the total package with well, we have decided to do the with the touch screen, but there must be a case around it so it won't be as breakable. How about the energy? Can you reload it, or just the batteries which you must exchange? The user interface concept, the type and the supplements, so where to put what button. And I would say, Jans, can you begin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. At the end, I will take notes
okay.
At the end of the minutes and we'll be at the SharePoint.
Right, well, I'll be talking about the components. What I did was I reviewed previously used items by two different age groups, below 45 and above. And I just watched what the differences are. I checked, well, what do we want and how can we aim at the target group. Well, what I found was that the senior citizens.
Sorry.
It's okay. They like the traditional materials like wood and such, more wood and chrome. And they like the straightforward shapes. They like luxurious stuff. Whereas the young and dynamic, they like a more soft materials, fingered Teletubbies, for instance. soft and fluffy and colorful. And well, the shapes are curved and round. You get the picture. And they like sports and gaming, and it gives them vitality.
One little question about the material.
Yeah.
A soft material for a remote control.
No, I'll get to that. Oh,
okay.
You'll see.
Yeah. Thank you.
First off, let's start with energy. I had a choice between a few different sources,
mm-hmm.
but the two basic sources that I found were the best possible were a battery versus kinetic. Well, kinetic, that's when you move something, then it gets energy. I figured, well, that's kind of high tech. When you have a remote control, that, well, when you pick it up, it has power. That would be actually very nice, I figured. But we could also use a battery that's
better. When the power gets low, you have to shake it? Or
yeah, you just have to shake it around a bit. Then it has some more energy. Well, you could just go for a battery, or you could go for both.
Have you considered the option of using a solar panel?
Yeah, I actually did. But the thing is about solar panels, you have to have light, sunlight preferably. And you could use normal light, but you wouldn't get the same amount of energy that you would from a battery or something.
Yeah.
For ultimate use of a solar panel, you could use solar panels, but you'd have to implement them into the remote control, giving you a bit less space for the interface.
So it was actually, I figured that.
Well, seeing that you'll always be within the distance of TV, and from the TV there comes a whole bunch of light, so it would actually power itself from the TV, but you would just take up all the space and you wouldn't have the full amount of power actually used.
But you prefer kinetic?
I prefer kinetic because it's, well, the costs aren't that much higher, and just a bit more high tech than a normal battery.
Yeah, but you don't move a remote control too much.
Well, you pick it up and you press buttons and.
And that's enough to keep the energy level.
Yeah, well, actually it is.
Okay.
And if it isn't, you just shake it a bit and would power up again. But like I said, you could use a battery that you just keep it on the recharging whenever it moves, and for rest you just juice on the battery.
Okay.
And when the battery doesn't work, I usually shake it too, so.
Exactly.
That's exactly the same.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, furthermore, I checked the cases. We have different options concerning the cases. You simply had a basic standard model. It was kind of square, and I figured that was a bit boring. So we could go for the single curve or a double curve. A single curve, it's just, it's just a nice curve, but you could go in and then double curve, and that's like several different dimensions. That gives you a whole new
dynamic look.
Yeah, that gives you a younger and more high tech look. I figure, but we'll discuss it later.
But are you going to draw it?
What? You want me to draw?
Yeah.
In 3D.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
I could show you. Well, let's say that's your standard
design.
Yeah. That's a bit of the standard design.
Mm-hmm.
But you could actually go something like this, and then. In 3D effect, you could go. So you just. Yeah, this is difficult. I didn't take a major in art. But you could have a whole new. The back.
Okay.
The depth you could just
okay.
play around a bit with. You don't have to use standard.
Okay.
A little artistic.
Yeah, you could. At least more space for creativity.
Okay. Okay.
It might be an idea, but just plastic versus rubber. We could choose what's better, plastic or rubber. I prefer rubber because it feels
It's soft.
Yeah, it's soft, and
that's the material
soft.
The younger people want.
I mean, plastic. Plastic also has that cheap feeling to it. Plastic. I usually associate plastic with something that's cheap, but that's maybe just me, but we could. I'll stop that later. Furthermore, buttons, the traditional or touchscreen, well, we discussed it in a previous meeting, so I figured I'd just leave it at the LCD. And chipset, if we are going to use traditional buttons, we could go with a simple chipset, but if we decide to go on a LCD screen, we have to use an advanced chipset, and that would bring the necessary costs with it. So that's something we have to keep in mind. If it isn't manageable budget-wise, we'd have to go off to just some two simple buttons.
Well, I think we're going to sell 10 million of them. So I bet a big company in Korea or Taiwan, like Samsung, think of us a big discount on a chip. So
yeah,
usually chips aren't more expensive than $1.
Yeah, probably. But
so.
But yeah,
that shouldn't be a real issue.
That shouldn't be that big an issue. Well, I just had I put a big summary there, so we could discuss it a bit. What ideas concerning battery versus kinetic?
I think you should use kinetic as a backup.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you
a combination.
You use the battery and charge it up with kinetic. When you pick it up,
yeah.
It charges up.
Like an accu.
Yeah.
Accu.
Yeah.
Just like the watch from Psycho.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I prefer both to
combine them.
Oh, okay. Well, that would bring you some more costs, but I mean, who cares, right? That's the project manager's problem.
50 cents better than
50 cents.
Yeah.
Well,
50 cents. And then we have single curve versus double curve.
Maybe I have something in my presentation to cope with that.
Okay. No, we'll just wait. Then plastic versus rubber.
Rubber.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible to make a combination? What kind of rubber is it? Or bendable remote, so you don't sit there around? Or do
I think it would be rather
rubber
hard.
Casing.
This is a casing, yeah, rubber casing. Because, well, if you use a touch screen, it's just the casing around it. So you could go for plastic, but I figured.
Yeah.
I would choose rubber.
Maybe I can ask you right now the question that I have. Is it possible? Is it necessary to make a touchscreen square? It isn't, I think. Eh?
I don't know.
I think touchscreens are generally square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the case you put around it that
you
makes the shape.
Electronics, so maybe we can.
Yeah. Okay. But if you have a square LCD screen,
yeah,
and you put a case around it that has like bulbs or that covers part of the LCD screen.
Yeah, that would cover it. That would solve
the problem. It's customizable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the opinions? Rubber or plastic? I prefer rubber.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure?
Well,
you should hesitate a bit.
As long as it's firm and you don't, it's not bendable or something. I think that goes too far.
Yeah, it shouldn't flop over when you hold it. Yeah. No, that's kind of the chipset will hold it firm in place, and an LCD screen will.
It might even bounce back or even drop.
Yeah, it might. traditional versus LCD, well, I figured we all on that, and then also the simple versus advanced. Well, I figure if we go for LCD, we should have advanced.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay, well, that's my.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Can I do my thing?
Yeah. Do your thing. Bring it up.
Next book. Okay, last week I went to Paris and Milan for some crowd watching for marketing. Our research and development department and I went to Paris and Milan. In Paris and Milan, we asked different people, differing in age and in income, the amount of money to spend, what they like in design and material nowadays. Findings. Our main audience, so that's people below 40, prefer the following. At first, the colors of food, very basic colors like Janus explained. Fresh colors, green, red, strawberry red, yellow, banana yellow. considering material, they like spongy material, like SpongeBob, like soft material. Jan mentioned it also. I think he did some findings himself.
Your
word is there. Like this. Like big.
Flashy.
flashy color,
yeah.
Fresh. It's nice, I think. Okay, our secondary audience, people above 40 years in age, they like the dark traditional colors. Materials like wood.
Yeah, but wood is not a material which you build a remote controller.
Oh, you could.
No.
Just
yeah, but I've never seen one.
No, okay, but just a wooden
case.
Look.
Oh, wooden
yeah.
Look, yeah.
Like you have those fake panels on the floor, that isn't wood anymore.
Okay.
Okay. But that's our secondary audience, so
yeah.
We decided to take the people below 40,
yeah.
So this doesn't apply. Okay, the third. There are some overall thoughts about new remote controls. They have to look fancy. They should be technological innovative. That means have to be fancy things in and easy to use. But that's common. My personal preferences. We have to aim at our main audience and therefore use fresh colors.
Would you prefer that you can choose the color of your remote control, or?
I'll come to that in a second.
Okay.
One. Here, think about removable covers as in
okay.
The mobile telephone market. Customize your own remote control, like the Nokia
yeah.
Removable covers. Just put a red
okay.
On it and go to the shop and buy a green one. A third material being used could well be stuff like rubber. Two advantages. It fits within the current market trends and it adds safety to your remote when you drop it. So, to come back to your question, I think, and the people in Milan and Paris also think that the rubber should be pretty hard, like seen on regular mobile phones. Actually, they have a lot in common, the phones and the.
Well, I actually saw a phone that you could use as a remote. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could use your remote as a phone.
Hey.
Hey.
There are numbers on it, so.
Yeah, exactly. And my second sheet of personal preferences. We have to reconsider the speech function recognition. It's very innovative.
So that you say SPSS and it goes to.
Yeah, like something.
Okay.
You can see that the market is. Just screaming for new technologies like speech recognition and stuff, but we have to keep the cost in mind. But
12.50.
Yeah, it can be very expensive. Okay, second, building games like Snake or Tetris amuse the younger users. Also, the link with the mobile phones.
Yeah, but you don't use the games when you're watching television.
Oh,
I think.
No, okay. But you don't use games when you're making a telephone call. Just the same.
When your parents are watching some boring program, you can take a remote and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When you're at college,
you take a remote control
to
with you.
You also take you take your hard pack and go play games. Well, I do that. Okay, and at third, I stick with it. The login functionality with the slogan "Take parental control to a new dimension."
Very nice.
I agree.
It's just a simple PowerPoint mockup. I want to make it more dynamic for you, so I'll draw there. But the main concept is one big touch screen, always display the primary buttons clear and visible, maybe even like this with uses a lot of space and make the menu structure changeable. So if you press system, multiple system options can maybe 5 or 10 or 1 can fit in, or maybe even a step further when you want to have some other options that are not programmable with one horizontal button, then other buttons can maybe be displayed here if that's necessary. And how do we want to look at it? That's a remote look. Well, you've got a hole in one hand, so the middle, like all remotes, have to be a little bit small, so you can put it in inside your hand. And some remotes you can use with the thumb, but I think that's too difficult for this one. So you can make it broader. Yeah. And here. And maybe use your thumb on the main buttons and use your other hand on menu structure. So here are going to be the program buttons 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And the volume control and program control maybe. And down here, this could be one big LCD menu structure. So you can use it in this way. One thing you've got to keep in mind, keep the remote clear of too much functions at the same time. Know that if you are changing the menu structure here, I still believe you should keep displaying the buttons, but if you are programming the color of the TV, do not display 20 other options that are possible. Just keep it as simple as possible. And do not use too many levels. Do not have to select a screen first, and then brightness, and then color, and then plus, and then push plus 20 times. just in one button if possible. And you all know TV levels, channel 1, 2, and when you get to 10 and want to go back, you have a problem. Just most modern TVs, you press 1, 0 and it goes to 10, and not to 1 and 0 after that. So it's a button less. And things like teletext, put them in the menu, things like.
What do you think about a back and forth command? Like in Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I was trying to call it. It's a volume plus and minus, and this is program plus and minus. So
yeah, okay, but that is for going from 4 to 5.
Yes.
But if you go from 2 to
well,
8.
If you're watching Studio Sports on 17,
yeah.
and
on
your
2.
Wife is watching,
you can switch
two.
Easy.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea. But, preference would to be put it in the menu structure.
Yeah.
And if you're using that button a lot of times, well, of course, the menu will still be displayed on screen. You just don't have to play games in between. But if you're really switching between two channels, you won't have time use the other options. That's my conclusion.
Okay.
Okay. I think we can discuss a little about the three kind of revolutionary things Tim came with: the parental control, the games, and the voice recognition. There is not too much decision on that one, so I think the parental control is a good function to put in the remote. I don't know how you think about it.
Well, I agree, just put it in the menu structure somewhere.
Yeah.
System properties, parental control.
What I see, how I see it is, you put it on the remote.
Yeah.
And then you have like a Windows logon screen with parents, children, something like that. When you want to use a parents option.
It has to be fast. You don't want to go down and watch the news at 8 o'clock and turn it on and wait 20 seconds for the logon screen and then remember your code and all kinds of settings.
No, but I think most people find it much more important that their children don't watch sex or violence on the television and wait 10 or 15 seconds longer so they can finally watch it. Because
may use like Windows XP simple logon, you just push one or two
push
three.
Parents.
And if you push
then
parents,
then you have
to log in.
Code a three digit
and if you
login,
put,
like 213, and it's in.
And if you push children, you don't have to log in, but you can only watch children's channels. Okay.
I don't know if it's worth the time and effort we're going to spend on it, because well, it's a simple function, but it's going to take a lot of resources and a lot of time into programming, because you'll have to start working with the profiles and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's actually worth investing that much time and effort into it.
I well, I think that's a there's a big market for it, because you read many times in magazines and kind of stuff, and you read on the news that they believe that children are influenced by television, and we're aiming to below 40 years, but there are a lot of people below 40 who have children in young age, and who want them to not watch violent or.
Well, maybe some idea on that.
Yeah.
Just make the remote as it is.
Yeah.
But make an option to insert profiles, because if my granddad would buy this remote, he wouldn't want to bother with all the obligated things to do. Just make it an option in the menu, install profiles or something.
Yeah. That's a better idea.
Yeah, it just has to be when it's delivered out of the store.
Yeah,
it has to be just simple and plain. But
okay.
If you want to install it personally, if I got kids and I could choose between two remote controls, one
with and one without,
with parent control and one without, and I would buy the one with.
Some question I have about how to incorporate it, and you're thinking about some channels they cannot see, but well, what I think you have for all the standard channels, and only maybe after 10 o'clock in the evening violent films and movies will come, and maybe some timing will be instead of channels, because if you're watching I don't know, you're in a day cartoons will come up, but maybe Friday night I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it can work with ShowView. You can control your video recorder with ShowView. When you tick in the number, it will start and end recording, but maybe there's some option that the kind of show view numbers are violent and that they are blocked out.
Yeah, this advantage is that someone will has to send all the show view numbers of the programs that
they
took to remote, and have it all will have to decide.
Yeah, but that is impossible.
It is possible.
Well, if you want to, if we incorporate the parental control, let's say we do, well, what if a child just goes up to the TV and presses up, for instance?
Yeah.
Well, nobody is stopping the child from not checking the channel.
You could say if parental control is on, it will go from 14 to 16 with the page up. Then
well, I'm not sure, because for that to happen, you'll have to receive a signal from the remote control, so it would be have to be constant signaling.
Mm-hmm.
What may be better is to incorporate a separate device that you can program with the remote control, and that provides parental control, for instance. And that's just an optional device. So this is. Besides the remote control, you will have a separate.
I wouldn't put it in an optional device, then it becomes too much, I think.
Yeah.
If we do it, we must do it in a kind of way you said, like a profile, a parent profile, a family profile, and otherwise.
And you know, when you install another device, children can still go up to the TV, pop open the thing, and
that's true. That's true, but same instant the same happens when you have remote control.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So
but
only difference is the people buying the remote control will now get the added feature of parental control, and those people wouldn't necessarily want it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, okay. But it's just an added future.
Yeah.
Feature.
Okay, and what do you guys think of the games and the voice recognition? I personally think that that becomes too much.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's more like a gadget functionality.
Email too from management that it's very popular to use voice recognition.
Yeah.
But I don't think when you're watching TV and hearing loud noises from the TV, someone screaming, ah, one! And your channel switches. So,
yeah, like voice recognition is too much, I think. But
okay, and games?
Yeah, games. In the
I can see games
you can put it on the chip anyway, so.
No.
That doesn't
as
that
long
doesn't
as it isn't a primary feature of the remote.
Yeah, that doesn't cost a lot of extra resources.
So that will that must be in it, you think?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. So the games are in it, the voice recognition are not, and the parental control are
optional.
Yeah, it's in it, but.
But how we do it?
I think so, but.
Yeah.
Well, I think also it's a good idea, but it's very difficult to incorporate, so we shouldn't make it too complex. There's some menu function, you choose parental control, and maybe profiles will emerge when you put it on. But how it's going to work?
Will there like the first ID from you can buy it without and with parental control, or are we going to put it in and just?
I think best would be to put it in and make it a menu option.
Yeah,
you can
to put it in always.
Yeah.
And you can just when you buy it, you can select personal preferences, parental control on, and the password or something.
Well, I don't know. I figured if you had two different remotes, you could choose one with, a receiver in it, so you could actually easily build in parental control, but it would be more expensive. So in that way you could make a cheap model and an expensive model. Could make the simple model and a deluxe model, for instance.
Oh, yeah, but TVs aren't capable of sending.
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were just
You have some TVs.
But most of them.
Yeah,
no.
That is true. That's true.
Well, maybe you just have to restrict it to what program. So the parent says you cannot watch channel 7, 9, and 10.
Yeah,
and you cannot watch all channels after 10 o'clock, and there's just some little clock in.
Well, yeah, you could easily
just some rules.
Yeah.
You could easily do that with the remote control, but you still have the problem about the television itself.
No, it's very simple. I assume some of that remotes will have a clock in it.
Yeah.
So the remote doesn't transmit when it's after.
Yeah, okay,
12
but
o'clock.
On the TV.
Yeah.
At least my TV.
There are
is a compartment, which you can press.
Yeah.
There are buttons behind it, which you can use if you don't have a.
Put is very blunt. That's not our problem. Just have the parents buy some glue and.
If
not a part of the remote.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
You could
go like that would actually make things a lot more easy. You could just blame it on the television.
Yeah.
Make it their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure we could do that. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, sure. I'm not sure what marketing thinks about it, but
I have to consult my legal advisor.
Okay, so I think we have decided on the things that from Janus, the energy, the combination between battery and kinetic. The case will be double curved and rubber in flashy fruity color which cover is removable. The buttons will be touchscreen, but there may not be too many buttons, and in the menu structure there must not to be 5 minutes to go too many levels, and it must be easy to use. The parental control will be incorporated, but it must be not too complex, and the games are in it. So I think we have a
consensus.
Okay. A little more.
I have one thing.
Yeah.
maybe for Jeroen.
Yeah.
The views. Maybe it's handy to build in an expert view and a simple view.
Like a mode or something.
Yeah. Like
well,
expert view you have.
Yeah,
but
you
have
what I was thinking about is just a menu structure. When you don't use it, it's simple.
Yeah.
And when you push system properties, entire list pops up with all kind of stuff you can pull in.
Yeah. Okay.
It's already incorporated. Yeah.
Well, you could actually build in a function that you can program it yourself. For the more advanced users.
Yeah. Which buttons you?
Yeah.
Like
which buttons do you want to in it? Because you can you can like build on a back forward button, and somebody would just want to watch two channels.
Yeah. Just leave the other numbers away.
Right. Yeah. You could have people want to.
We'll take it to the other meeting, okay?
Okay.
I have a little chat to do, and then we finish. I went to a masterclass and. Two things are can come in handy here for us. First thing is we talked about knowledge management, knowledge engineering, and the fact that that the idea of knowledge sharing and learning knowledge from other companies and so like that is very hot at the moment. So it's mostly for the management expert to look what other
marketing.
Or did I say
management?
Just talking about myself.
Okay, go on.
What other companies had to also with the marketing campaign when they put on a new remote, just some import export. And another one.
Benchmarking.
Benchmarking. That's the word I saw. I couldn't. Okay, another thing is there was a survey, and it came out that people like to buy things from a single large provider instead of those who are partnering with us. So we must bring it as if Real Reaction is a big company, a trustful company, and
I know a marketing name for a product.
Okay.
R to the third power. R3, Real Reaction Remote.
I had another idea to put the whole idea of Real Reaction and a single brand and that kind of thing. When you put on the remote, you see a kind of just like when you telephone, you see a little animation.
Yeah. Real Reaction Remote.
And with the motto, we do fashion and electronics. And then you go.
Yeah, okay, but it has to be like a split second because
yeah.
You have to put in a code also.
You can show somebody a logo for 0.5 seconds, they'll still remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will linger on every time you see it.
The idea from this thing is that we must present it as we are a single large provider who is standing on our own.
Well, if you have the LCD screen, you can have a small logo at the bottom. And you could just stay
that
there.
That spins around.
Yeah, that spins around or something.
Also, but we are...
It's just like a globe in Internet Explorer.
Yeah, something like
okay,
that. A small icon.
Yeah. Think about that kind of thing. That's what they said in the month.
Well, for the next
meeting. In Geneva. Well, next meeting starts in 30 minutes. So maybe you can go to Paris and Milan. Once again.
Who gave you the masterclass?
The masterclass.
Ronald Batenburg.
Frank Mendes.
Okay, thanks.
very special. Next session. I lead the industrial development user interface. We'll work together on a prototype. And we'll draw it on the smart board. So that's a kind of newer thing. And the marketing expert will be busy with the product evaluation, but the most specific instructions will be sent to you.
So we're going to work together right now.
Yeah. This is what I heard.
In the masterclass.
Not in the masterclass.
Yeah.
So you just wait for the specific instructions. But I think it was a very very good session, gentlemen.
Definitely.
No new answer.
Well,
okay.
Thank you all.
Well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Give me your evaluation. Okay, guys.
You wish.
Hey,
cheers.
Cheers. See you in a half hour.
But keep an eye on your laptop.
I'm not sure
for
if
a real
we're because I saw something about individual actions.
Yeah, but there's still the Maya instructions that you will work together.
Yeah, here or.
That's
not
my problem.
Not so, stupid manager.
Project manager always works alone.